Hey. What is up, you guys? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me, Brandon Lynette, today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given power, the gifts that He has given you to unleash your soul. And learn to co-create a life you love. As you become a creator of your own destiny here, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. So buckle up and let's unleash your inner badass. I hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's podcast. That was not technically my first guest, but the first in a series. Of staying consistent and committed of, to bring you guys other people's stories. So make sure you left a written review, as I request that you do all the time anyway. Make sure you're following me on all the socials and that you're signed up for my love letters at brandonlynette.com. If you haven't done so already, pick up my books at onceuponatimebitches.com as well. That is a great place to start. And I don't say this enough, they are on Audible. I know a lot of people, don't have the time or make the time to actually sit down and read a book. So it is possible for you to listen to that, okay? On Audible. Two of those books are on there. Today I just kind of want to talk about what happens when we allow negative circumstances and challenges to basically determine our happiness. You are giving away your power to everything outside of you. And so I want to talk about some things that happen with that because I think a lot of you are going to relate to this. And then we're going to talk about what it is to kind of bloom where you're planted. Okay. So if we give in to these outside challenges, outside circumstances, all the shit that's going on around us. Okay. Right. We're in the arena, but so is everybody else. You're giving your power away. And so what is happening is you are having a loss of control. And I don't know about you, but I'm a control freak. I think a lot of us are control freaks. So when you're allowing external circumstances to dictate your happiness, you are relinquishing control over your emotional well-being. You're just like, here I'm throwing in on the shit show and let's gamble about what's coming next with this emotional roller coaster. This is where you're becoming reactive rather than proactive. And you're constantly at the mercy of whatever is happening around you. And then you get stuck in this constant struggle. Happiness becomes conditional upon external factors aligning with your desires. And this creates a perpetual cycle of striving for happiness through external validation. And that's going to keep you frustrated. And you're going to be in this zone of discontentment. Okay. And you're going to have decreased resilience when you're relying on everything outside of you, all of these external circumstances for happiness. You're susceptible to setbacks and disappointments. That's it. You might struggle to bounce back from challenges because your sense of well-being is tied to outcomes beyond your control. Then you've got this limited perspective when you're focusing solely on negative circumstances, when you have just drown yourself in negativity, you're going to narrow your perspective and it's going to blind you to any potential opportunity for growth and happiness. You're going to overlook positive aspects. You're missing the boat. You pray for the cake, God gives you the ingredients. And when you limit your perspective, you can't even see the ingredients. You have no perspective on this. You're overlooking the aspects of your lives and you're failing to appreciate the lessons that challenge can teach you. And that's it. Everything we're experiencing is either going to, get us back on the right path because maybe we're straying off of it. So we're going to learn a lesson and be like, hey, B, you're getting farther and farther from God every day. I felt that pull. I had to realign. I have a lot of years of coaching and just being out there, not in alignment. I see that it was a lesson. And I leave it there because it's just a reminder of how I felt, I can go back to that moment and say, oh, this didn't feel so good. And then I can get back on track to where I was in alignment. I am doing the thing. So if it's not pushing you towards your growth, which is what's happening when you're in alignment, it's just teaching you, you know, it's just reminding you to recalibrate. There's a lesson in everything. And when we are surrounding ourselves with that negativity, if we are the negativity, if we're around the negativity, if we just give in to the shit show, it's going to fuck up your relationships. If you're constantly seeking happiness from external sources, it's going to strain your relationships because you're going to unfairly place expectations on other people to fill your emotional needs. No one else is here to fill your voids. That's it. You have everything inside of you, and there's nothing in you that's empty. It's just a matter of opening it up so that you can feel that you're not hollow. There is a soul there. There's still life inside of you in all the places. Everything you've ever needed is inside of you. But when we're expecting other people to fulfill our emotional needs, you're going to start having resentment and conflict. And that's it. You're going to start detaching. And every single day you care a little less until you have completely bombed the relationships that you care about. And sometimes you can't go back. There's not a reset button on some of these outside relationships. And the whole time, like you're leading to this potential blow up, you're undermining your sense of happiness and fulfillment. So if we're allowing these negative circumstances and challenges to determine our happiness, we lose that control. We fucked up when it comes to resilience. We've limited our perspective and we have strained our relationships. So instead of doing all that, what if we cultivate internal sources of happiness like gratitude, resilience, self-awareness? All of these things are going to empower us to find that peace and joy, regardless of what is happening outside of us. I say bloom where you're planted. And by planted, I mean your roots are not like tree roots, okay? You can pick up your roots and move and replant as many times as you need to. But what I mean when I say where we're planted, metaphorically, this is the circumstances, your environment, or the situation that you currently find yourself in. It's that suggestion that each person is placed in a specific place or situation, okay? Like a seed being planted in the soil, where we're planted, this is your current location, your job, your relationships, any other aspect of your lives. And the idea of blooming where we're planted is to make the best of your current circumstances rather than constantly seeking something better somewhere else. I want to encourage you to focus on that personal growth, on the resilience, on finding opportunities for success within your existing context, where you are. So many of you, and this is a lot of the listener request episodes that I get, and it's all kind of the same foundation. You are blaming all of this external shit, everything around you. And I'm not having the greatest time right now. I am just focused on blooming where I'm planted. So everybody's going through it. Everybody's in their shit. But instead of going into myself and, you know, falling into that depression and making excuses and blaming everyone around me, what do? I wake up every day and I move the needle a little bit closer to my desired outcome. I do the things that fill my cup. I take care of myself. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating the food that's going to feed, you know, my body and my soul. I'm reading the things that are going to keep me in a positive upbeat. I guarantee in the situation I'm in right now, if I found myself in an environment of being around people that are negative or listening, watching, reading things that are negative, I would implode all the fuck over my life. Absolutely. This is about no matter what is happening, whatever season you're in, to embrace that it's a season and make the best out of this. And you guys don't need me to say it, but in this fast-paced world, everything is changing. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to find a place where you're discontent with everything going on with your current circumstances. Honestly, I don't care who you are. Anyone can find something negative about what is going on in their life at, in this moment, 100%, because you're always going to find what you're looking for. But I want to encourage you to find that fulfillment regardless of that situation. So how do we do that? How do we, you know, embrace that gratitude, grow as a person, find the resilience? How do we cultivate this shit? Okay. And the strategies are kind of the same for anything that you're going to take on in life. It's mindfulness and gratitude, because staying mindful helps you appreciate the present moment and what is available to you right now. And the whole mindfuck here is that you get more of what you're looking for. You get more of what you focus on. So if you stay in this present moment and you're looking at everything you have, more things come to you. When you express gratitude for what you have, this is going to cultivate that positive mindset. And you see, you're just on this flow of energy and return. That's a law of nature. What you focus on, what you put out, you're going to get back. It's all a circle and it just keeps coming back. So if you're looking at everything you're grateful for and you're continuing to stay mindful and present, then you're going to be the kind of person that sees opportunities where other people see roadblocks. They see the obstacle. They see the excuse. And I've seen this a lot, especially when, you know, I was building an MLM and, you know, working with people, and these industry leaders say this a lot of, you know, your excuses are someone else's reason to do something, your excuse not to. So your excuse is I can't afford it. Someone else's excuse is I can't afford it, so I need to do this, right? You can't afford it, you're not going to do it. Someone else who is gearing up for that success, for that mindset shift, is going to say, I can't afford it, which is why I really need to do this. How do I make this happen? How do I start? And I see that mindset all the time with people. And I think we all have that same conscious choice to make. You've got to learn to maximize your resources instead of just totally focusing and drowning yourself in what you lack. Utilize the resources that are available to you right now. Again, another example I can use is in network marketing, MLM. If you have a smartphone, you can start making money. I mean, literally, I don't give a fuck who you are or what you've done or what your background is. Anybody could fucking do it. If you have a phone and you have the internet, you can build a side hustle and make some extra money. Absolutely. And if you need help with that, I know so many people in so many companies, I can help you. So you make sure you message me at brandonlynette.com if you do need a side hustle. But my point is, it is just focusing on utilizing what you have available to you right now. That means you can start to leverage your skills. You know, you start to leverage your networks and you start looking at the opportunities within your current environment to achieve what you want. You want to embrace challenges. They're inevitable. Setbacks are inevitable. Everybody's going to hit a roadblock. I'm literally just got off of, I'm messaging my accountant and he's like, oh, there's a little bit of a decrease in your funding last year. And I'm like, yeah, I hit a wall. I totally imploded my business. I had to recalibrate. I wasn't on the right track. And so there's a setback there, but it doesn't mean I gave up. This was the lesson I learned. This was what I took as a valuable opportunity to learn and grow from. So it's that obstacle. You want to use it as a stepping stone, not a barrier. It's not like, oh shit, he just messaged me, reminded me that I shit on my business and I tanked it. So what do I do? Feel sorry for myself and just give up? Do I walk away? What do I do? No, I recalibrate. I embrace the challenge and the lesson. And it's important that you do have a solid support system, people that are going to encourage your growth, people that are willing to give you positive feedback, not judgmental, not people that are going to shit on your dreams. I'm saying actual people that are going to help you navigate these challenges and to stay motivated. I've got plenty of mentors that any given time I could reach out and just say, hey, I'm stuck. This is the thing, you know, have the support, have the people that you can reach out to, have places where you can plug in. Something I'm thinking about today, I'm writing marketing emails this morning and I'm looking at, the opportunities I have for people that I don't talk about enough. And that's, it's a financial opportunity and it is an opportunity for personal growth. Literally, I have this community that I plug into twice a day, sometimes three times a day. And this is like absolute positive energy, and not just positive energy, but it is seven-figure earners, like people that are making the kind of money that I want to make. I see their habits. They're literally opening the screen of their computer and showing me how they're working, how they're making this stuff work for them. I mean, I sent out an email yesterday, you guys, $1. That's what it costs you to get into my marketing mavens for free training. For free training, it's about embracing that opportunity and taking advantage of the situation you have. You have a community plug into, and it wouldn't just be with me. I mean, there's a lot of, expert people there that you could connect to. Ideally, I mean, the whole point of today's episode isn't about the marketing. You guys make sure you sign up for emails to hear about that. But it is, are you that type of person that's letting negative circumstances and challenges determine your level of happiness? Do you think that you're going to be happy when you hit that promotion, when you win the lottery, or when you find your soulmate? Do you think that's going to be what makes you happy? Because this is the key, babe. This is the key. Positive goals will drive you forward. But it is important to learn to bloom where you're planted. You cannot let your circumstances dictate how you feel and experience joy. You have to let the joy you have on the inside come out because it is in you. Your job is just to find the good no matter where you are. And I've done this. I've done this even in the most, toxic of relationships. I found happiness. Because I would always look for the happiness. It doesn't matter where you are, what's around you. Find the good in every situation. I don't care if you're sitting in the middle of World War III, there is something beautiful around you. And you have to remember all that you have to be grateful for instead of focusing on that feeling of like something is missing. Something is missing. If you feel like you have a void, that's probably. You just have to unlock that little Jesus magic, okay? You got to open up that God gene within you to understand that you are whole, you're complete, exactly where you are. This is about finding even a little sliver of joy inside of you because it is contagious and it spreads like wildfire because then you're going to start looking for the good in every challenge you face. I have coached people that made an amount of money I didn't ever think I'd even make in a lifetime. Okay. It taught me that some of the wealthiest people feel the most empty because, number one, they thought that joy was in their bank account. They thought that, it would bring them everything they thought they were missing. But it's not the things that make us feel good. It's not the things that make us feel joy. It's not the things that bring us peace. All of a sudden, they have all this wealth, but they don't have unconditional love. They don't have their health. They don't have a lot of things that money can't buy. And then I've met some of the most broke people in the world, and I've seen that they are the happiest. And that reason is because they choose to find the good and they focus on it. So if you're going to think about blooming where you are, I want you to ask yourself these questions. What do you have that you can be thankful for? This is so basic, you guys. Do you have a place to live and enough to eat? Are you employed? And can you pay your bills? Are you taking care of your health? Do you have people in your life who love you and whom you can love in return? Do you practice your faith? What you think about yourself matters. How you view the world and your level of confidence in you can affect everything you achieve in life. People who act like they're happy really are because their lives follow their actions. This is where people coin that term fake it till you make it. I heard it a lot as a teen. I was very rebellious in and out of juvie, and I would connect with an adult who saw who I was outside of the anger and the attitude and the fuck the world, mentality. And they would tell me all the time, I would tell them how frustrated I was. They would say, fake it till you make it. Just pretend. Pretend that you respect them. Pretend that you understand. Pretend, pretend, pretend. And it worked for me for a long time because what happens is you follow your action. You've got to choose to find the great aspects of whatever challenge you're facing. Instead of focusing on the problems all around you, focus on possible solutions until you receive the results that you desire. And you have to speak well about yourself. Okay. One of my biggest things with the kids is when they call each other stupid. And then I hear them calling themselves stupid. They're playing a video game and they're like, oh, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. This matters. You've got to speak well about yourself. Not just what you say, but I think writing words has tremendous power. And that's why I tell people it is important. If you've been in any coaching experience with me, a class, one-on-one, any of it, writing these words, writing your affirmations is powerful. It can shape your entire lives when you take it to heart. But if you continue to internalize negative words, you're stepping into that. If you're always like, I'm so fucking stupid, this is never going to work for me. Nothing ever works out for me. If you're saying this shit, what do you expect to happen? Every time I touch something, it crumbles. Well, fuck yeah. If you say that, it's going to happen like that. Everything always works out for me. I always get everything I want. It is easy for me to learn new things. If you continue to internalize negative words, everything you could be grateful for will seem insignificant. The negativity is going to just pull you down into this whirlpool of discouragement and dissatisfaction. Instead, just take the positive words into your heart. And if it's so hard for you to experience that and to allow those words to speak life into you, then say it's possible. It is possible that everything always works out in my favor. It is possible that everything always works out for me. It is possible that everything I want and desire comes to me. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible because I'm telling you it's possible. And positive words, whether spoken by you or spoken over you by someone else, this will shape your life. You can absolutely bloom where you are right now. Move forward towards your goals and continue to improve. But remember that abundant joy and peace can be found in every situation or circumstance. It's in you. Start looking for that joy right where you are. And if you start looking at everything in your life, everything you look at, find a way to be thankful for it. I can't be mad about cleaning shit boxes and be grateful and happy and joyful that my cats are here because those two things come together, right? So when I'm cleaning the box, I'm not pissed off. I'm like, thank God I have these my dream cats, you guys, my naked raw chickens, the loves of my life, okay? I'm happy to clean shit boxes because I know what's on the other end of them. So even if you're cleaning shit, there's something on the other end of that that you probably love and that you're grateful for. So let's focus on that. Maybe it's a diaper in this season of your life, okay? Yeah, nobody enjoys cleaning shitty diapers, but look at the little life you have right in front of you. The rest of that doesn't matter when you focus on that gratitude and that joy. Your beliefs about you and the world around you, this is how we shape our destiny. What you think is ultimately connected to how you feel. So think, read, write life-affirming thoughts, and you're going to feel more alive. think thoughts of gloom and discouragement, and you're going to be fucking miserable. So you have to decide today to enjoy the present moment. In the grand scheme of things, the glass isn't half empty and it's not half full. Okay. You'll be happy and successful when you consciously choose to be where you are and nowhere else. Today, choose to be present and conscious in every moment. This is how you bloom where you're planted. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in this moment. Brandon Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.